Stella was sitting under a cherry tree. She leaned back on her elbows and looked up. It was a healthy tree, with lots of green leaves. She thought about how pollution could hurt a tree, causing its leaves to die and fall off. She was glad the trees in her yard had clean air and water. Despite her words to her father, she soon fell asleep.
A line of caterpillars was inching a route down the cherry tree's trunk.
When the caterpillars reached the ground, they walked across the grass towards Stella. They made a circle, then started squirming until their bodies formed four letters. C-O-M-E. Stella blinked her eyes open and saw the word. Could the caterpillars have spelled the word? And what did they mean by come? The caterpillars waited for a few moments before they started moving again. This time their bodies made the shape of an arrow. The arrow was pointing to a path that led to a small group of trees near the edge of the pond. Stella rubbed her eyes. "I must be dreaming," she said to herself. But the caterpillars were still there. They moved forward so that the arrow started walking toward the path. "Okay," Stella said. "I'll come." After all, she was in her own yard. She knew every inch of it. She took the food out of her lunch bag and put it in a pocket of the backpack. Then she scooped up the caterpillars, dropped them gently into the bag, and walked in the direction of the arrow. As Stella entered the little woods, a deer walked across the path. It stopped to look at her. Stella had the odd feeling it was welcoming her. In reply, she took out her lunch and put half of her apple on the path. The deer took a dainty nibble of the apple and then finished it. It looked at Stella with quiet brown eyes and then walked away through the trees.